Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is Radio X.
From Global, get into the music.
Radio X.
Good afternoon. Friday. Johnny's off today. I'm Dan Gasser, looking after things. Enjoyed the word Fandango featuring in the news bulletin just then. Not something you hear every single day, but it didn't go unnoticed. I liked it. Right, as we say, the weekend is imminent. I'm here with the tunes until 7 o'clock, so let's get on with it. Jamie T first.
When there's no one left to fight.
All right, Feeder and Buck Rogers on Radio X. Fun Friday with me, Dan Gasser, looking after things for Johnny today. One day only. Johnny's back tomorrow for the kickabout. Okay, 11 a.m. Now, on Wednesday evening, I went to see Royal Blood and their homecoming gig in Brighton. Although they did point out while they were there, they said, we're not actually from Brighton. And I've been saying this on Radio X for ages now. They're from just down the road. It's more like Worthing. Okay, one of them's from Worthing, and one of them is from a place just beyond Worthing called Rustington. So I'm going to play some Royal Blood right now. It's a tune that obviously featured in the show, but I just want to play a little game, okay? About five or six tunes in during the gig the other night, something stopped the show. The music stopped, and something had to be dealt with. What do you think it might have been? What stopped the Royal Blood gig unexpectedly? 83936... Have a guess. If you get it right, I'll give you a mention. Can't say fairer than that, all right? 83936. What stopped proceedings? But the show must go on, and it did go on, and it went on brilliantly. So I'll tell you about what happened, and I'll tell you all about the gig after Republica. And this from Royal Blood, Oblivion on Radio X. I love that tune. Republica. Radio X for Friday for the weekend. Gas Man here till 7 in for Johnny today. Hope you're all good. Now, I gave you the chance to try and guess what stopped proceedings at the big Royal Blood gig in Brighton on Wednesday. I was there and something stopped the show about five or six songs in. All right, so I'm going to do the tweets and the texts first, then I'll tell you the story. So a few people have suggested, was it a power cut? No, it wasn't. Charlie from Epping says, was it seagulls? Because of Brighton and all that. No, Charlie, but Ben, the drummer, for the last tune, did go off the stage and come back and put an Albion top on. So I thought that was a nice touch. Oliver in Sheffield, was it a pigeon? No, but they can cause trouble. Jack D in Chingford said, was it an emergency toilet visit? No, it wasn't that either. These people did get the right answer, however. So hi to Ed, hi to Mark in Brighton, John in New Haven, Sharon and Mickey Steer from Wallingham, who have all guessed correctly. Yes, it was a little bit of fisticuffs. It was a scrap in the crowd. And yeah, I think it was Ben the drummer that spotted it, and he just stopped. So then Mikey stopped playing guitar and stopped singing. They were singing Little Monster at the time. And Mikey had a word. He was like, come on, you bunch of losers. Stop that. We'll have you out. Security, that kind of thing. And I think that was enough to kind of, you know, get everybody's attention, and it was in hand and whatnot. But the interesting thing was that Ben got up from the drums. I mean, Mikey was very polite about it. It was like, come on, guys, you know, there's no need for this. We're having fun. And then Ben got up from the drums, and he walked down to the front of the stage and just stood there looking fierce, as if to say, you sort that out now or I'm coming down there. He was very, very menacing. It didn't come to that, and it didn't last very long, but they did go right the way back to the start of the tune, Little Monster. Mike said, this is one of my favourites, so should we start it again? Everybody cheered, and then everybody enjoyed themselves for the rest of the evening. And that's the story. It was great to be there. It was great to be at a gig once again. We've got all the details, the set list and whatnot, about that Royal Blood Brighton show at radiox.co.uk. Let's go and have a look at that. Some good pictures as well. I'll get Oasis and Muse on next.
Radio
X. With WeBuyAnyCar.com. The new 71 Reg Place has landed. Sell your car today.
Radio X.
Goodbye, old thing.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Oasis on Radio X, little by little. It's 4:30. Right, we're going to play Jake Bugg now. I've been reading an interview with Jake, and one of the questions was, what's been your main focus this past 2 years? And he said, I've kept myself busy, always writing. I've been writing music for a film about the Brazilian footballer Ronaldinho. So he is a busy, busy guy. Something a bit new and a bit out of the ordinary for Jake. Here's something tried and tested for him. It's going to sound good for Friday, for the weekend as well. All I Need.
Call me cynical, but original.
Aircheckdownloads.com.